genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, positive talk radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests will discuss an interesting topic, no two of which are related. My first guest is an expert in entrepreneurialism, having worked with entrepreneurs for 20 years. We'll uncover the secrets to financial independence from his latest book, The Entrepreneur Next Door. My second guest is a research librarian and master detective on the internet. She'll reveal some secret sources on the internet that can help us in our everyday lives from her book, The Internet Book of Life. My third guest has had an unusual upbringing as the youngest daughter of a pornography magnate. We'll discuss adult video conventions she attended while she was 7, porn stars at the breakfast table by age 12, and the issues that those incidents raised in her life from her forthcoming book, Daughter of a Porn Star. And if you want to call in and ask a question or join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Bill Wagner, has been on the forefront of entrepreneurial practice and research for nearly 20 years. He's devoted nearly all of his adult life to understanding entrepreneurs and entrepreneurship, first as a student, then as an entrepreneur, and now as a teacher. He's the co-founder and CEO of Accord Management Systems Incorporated, a firm dedicated to helping executives make logical conclusions about themselves and the people within their organizations. He calls himself an insultant, more than just a mere consultant. He believes that the difference is in the message. He rocks the boat and tells the truth and helps clients become their own organizational therapist. Prior to founding Accord Management Systems, Bill held corporate positions at Xerox, Frito-Lay, and Protection One Alarms. He's a graduate of Bradley University. He resides here in Westlake Village with his wife and his 3 children. His wife is, by the way, part of the co-founders of Accord Management. Welcome to the show, Bill. How are you today?
Good morning. I am doing excellent. Yourself? Well,
no, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. I love to have thought leaders like yourself come into the studio and chat with us about their work. Now, I think everybody that's listening to the sound of our voice at some time or another has thought about owning his or her own business. And the idea of being your own boss, not working for somebody else, is very appealing. In most cases, however, the fantasy passes and it's pretty much unfulfilled. It used to be in the old days that working for somebody at a large corporation was the safe thing to do. Being an entrepreneur was risky. Today, we're finding out, with the economic situation being the way it is, that working for a large corporation with those layoffs is actually risky, and being an entrepreneur is really the safe thing to do. Now, you draw the distinction in your book between two types of people, entrepreneurs and wantrepreneurs. Why do you classify somebody as an entrepreneur, and what is a wantrepreneur?
We look at how people are wired, and they're wired differently. Your entrepreneurs are the people that are more strategic in their thinking. They're more aggressive, assertive, highly results-oriented. The wantrepreneur is more of a tactician as opposed to a strategist. They're more of the expert as opposed to the leader. And for them to follow, you know, the rules, the policies, procedures, they are great at that. However, to be an entrepreneur, you have to deal really well with ambiguity. Now, it's not to say the entrepreneur can't do it. They can. They just have a larger gap. Therefore, they're going to go through more energy. They're going to be exhausted at the end of the day. They can still have that level of success. And, of course, the first person they're going to hire will be a person that has a lot of the strengths that they may not have in themselves.
All right. Now, that brings up that interesting distinction between the wantrepreneur and the entrepreneur. Would you classify a wantrepreneur as somebody who might be more inclined to buy a franchise and move into franchising because of the rules and regulations that franchising has versus an entrepreneur who would choose to do the business, start it himself or herself?
I think that what we find is most of your entrepreneurs are not, they might want to go out and become the franchisee. However, the majority of your franchisors are still looking for someone more entrepreneurial, someone who can go out and build market, who can build, you know, really market share. Where we find that the entrepreneurs are highly successful is when they're working within an area of their expertise. So you take a person who is a phenomenal CPA or a great tax accountant or someone who has that level of expertise, and then the only thing that they're really missing is someone to assist them in marketing. You know, so your introverts, your entrepreneurs, they can behave more like, you know, their leadership brethren as long as they understand the behaviors they need to really achieve.
Now, that's an interesting point, Bill, because it's always been in the past that the person who's really, really good at doing something functionally rarely makes the good entrepreneur. And it's not just the selling, which you highlighted in that last answer, but it's also the mindset of being the CEO of actually running the company, which is different than somebody who's in the trenches doing the work day in and day out. So talk to me a little bit about that transition, if you will, from entrepreneur to entrepreneur, how you can dive into really being a functional person who makes the transition to owning the business.
I'd like to believe that most of us are functional people.
Fair enough.
What it really amounts to is it amounts to understanding what are my strengths, and because of those strengths, for every strength I have, there's going to be a corresponding and diametrically opposed potential limitation or developmental consideration. It's understanding where are the things I need to get better at. You know, so if I am a great, if I'm, you know, highly functional in mathematics or science or whatever it might be, and I'm great at, you know, cleaning carpets, let's say, I could be great at that. The only challenge is unless I can market my ability to do that, I'm going to be the loneliest carpet cleaner in the world. So what it really comes down to is it comes down to us being able to manage this gap that exists between who I am versus the requirements of my position. So most highly successful CEOs or highly successful entrepreneurs, they have a great business persona, and oftentimes their home personality really leaves much to be desired. You know, so they're managing their gap on the opposite end.
I see. All right. That makes a lot of sense. My guest is Bill Wagner, author of the book, The Entrepreneur Next Door. Bill, talk to me then a little bit, if you will, about, I lost my train of thought there, about the personality and how you have to develop your personality. I guess it all starts with knowing yourself first. So what are you looking for and how do you evaluate yourself to know whether you're going to be right for entrepreneurial?
I think most of us need to have an objective analysis. We spend our life believing that we know who we are, and what we do is we see the actions, but we don't understand what really is the genesis of those actions. So people should really go out, they should do some type of behavioral survey. As a matter of fact, if they go to our website or they call our office, for all of your listeners today, we will actually do the same assessment for them that we did as part of our research in the book, and I'm sure they can get that on your website. And then what you do is you get back like a 20-page report. We'll do that at no cost to your listeners, you know, if they call, let's say, within the next 72 hours. And when you read about how you're wired, then all of a sudden everything starts making sense. And you say, now I understand why that was an issue for me. Now I understand why that has always been so easy for me. And then we can focus more cognitively because, you know, really becoming a better leader is really the cognitive process.
All right. Well, expand on that a little bit more. Becoming a good leader is the cognitive process. I thought good leader came from being charismatic, outgoing, getting people to follow along with you and so forth.
Well, it is. But most of your successful CEOs are not that charismatic leader. They learn how to be a charismatic leader. And what they did is they used people almost as a vehicle to help them accomplish their goals. So they didn't, you know, they're not natural collaborators. They're not natural consensus builders. They walk in Monday morning, they ask everybody how their weekend was, and they cringe because they realize their employees are actually going to stop and tell them, and it may have just been a forethought on their part. So what it amounts to, and we've gone through, it's really a four-step process. It's number one, understanding what are the behavior requirements of the job. Number two, how am I wired? Three, what is that gap? And at four, it's having that cognitive capacity by which to manage that gap. So when I travel, I have almost no patience. When I see a long TSA line, I have to put myself almost into a zone. I'm always there early, but I put myself into the zone that just says, for the next 15 minutes, I'm going to deal with people that I think are absolute idiots. And there's nothing I can do about it, so I just have to endure. And what I'm doing is I'm pushing my dominance down, and I'm pushing my relaxation up. As an example, a couple of year ago, my wife and I and our children, we were in Albany to see our daughter Rebecca in college. And I fly a lot, so I have that United 1K status. I go up to the little lady who's the pre-TSA person, and I said, is there a place for 1Ks in first class? And she looks at me and she says, everybody in Albany is first class. Everybody in Albany is perfect. And my wife touches my arm and she just says, Bill, isn't that wonderful? And I'm thinking, are we like in parallel universes here? And, so you just have to learn cognitively, how do I chill out my personality? How do I not become reactive? How do I become more responsive? And that's where we hit our gains. That's where we win.
All right. My guest is Bill Wagner. Bill, let's talk about those personality types, because your testing reveals that there are about 7 different personality types. Give us a rundown of what those 7 are.
There are 4 types that we've identified that we think are generalists. And if you go to our website, which there's a couple of them, one is The Entrepreneur Next Door, which is the book, .com, and you can actually take an online test, and it will tell you which of these 7 types you are. 4 are more generalist, leadership, strategic. They're called the trailblazer, the go-getter, the manager, and the motivator. And then there are the 3 that are the entrepreneurs, which are more of the specialists or the experts. And those are called, of course, the motivator, the collaborator, and the authority. Now, I realize the nomenclature, they're just words. You go online, you take one of the assessments, and it will actually tell you where do you fall in, what are going to be your issues, what are going to be your challenges.
All right. So what are some of those characteristics? If people are hearing these terms for the very first time, let's start with go-getter, because that sounds like an entrepreneur would be a go-getter. What's involved in that personality?
Your go-getter basically is, that is like the king of the kings, the queen of the queens. I mean, these are your foremost entrepreneurs. They're aggressive, assertive, they're results-oriented. They come to work every day with one thing in mind, and it's about winning. Their gift is they have enough warmth in their personality to mitigate their edge, so they don't come across always as buttheads. They can be, but it's not a natural style for them. They have a high level of drive, so they're always pushing themselves or pushing others, and they deal well with ambiguity, so they're relatively independent. The difference between them and the trailblazer is really the level of warmth. Trailblazers have less warmth, therefore they're more analytical, they're better troubleshooters, they're better problem solvers. They have an ability to see solutions before other people realize there's a problem, which is the good news. Of course, the bad news is they see solutions before other people realize there's a problem, and they don't understand why other people don't get it. The managers are just like a trailblazer, except instead of being driven, they're more laid back. They're relaxed, methodical, calm, and patient. They're phenomenally loyal. Their greatest issue is they don't fire people quickly or easily. They look at people as an extension of family. And then the motivator is like a go-getter, except their dominance and their sociability are reversed. They have more warmth. They actually care about the well-being of others, which is the good news, is they're great consensus builders and collaborators. The bad news is sometimes they want to be liked at the expense of getting certain results, and that becomes an issue. And then into the entrepreneurs, all of them have a high attention to detail. They all want to do things right. They want to follow the rules, policy, procedure, and structure. For the most part, they're all accommodating, agreeable, cooperative. The difference is are they better and more well-served working by, with, and through others, or are they going to be more well-served to work by themselves? And the other difference is their level of drive. Are they going to be more laid back? Or are they more pushing for results?
All right. My guest is Bill Wagner, author of the book, The Entrepreneur Next Door. Bill, it sounds like all of those character traits that you've just described really could be in business or working for themselves. So if somebody, I would recognize some of those characteristics that you brought out in corporations that I've worked for. There
Absolutely.
Are people within those corporations that do that. So why is it so important when you're being an entrepreneur to really pin down what personality type you are?
Well, it's not only critical to point out or to pin down what you are, it's also more critical to point out what you need to be. And, so every day I need to have my behavioral action plan, depending on the day, as to what are the behaviors I need to exhibit in order to have a greater level of success. And it's not just as a business owner, but it's as an employee or as an employer, excuse me. So I have to understand the personalities of all my employees so that I can get the most out of them. And it takes an entirely different personality to be a great father and to be a great husband.
Right.
So my wife has told me.
Now, if you guys, you obviously have done these personality tests at home. You've done them on yourself and on your wife.
Absolutely.
Have you done them on the children as well? And you all know where you fit into the pyramid?
Since they were 10.
Since they were 10 years old.
And it's made us much better parents.
Well, talk to us about that. I mean, that's curious. How has that improved your parental style?
Our daughter, Rebecca, who's a sophomore at Bard College in New York, has a high dominance and lower sociability. Her greatest challenge is asking others for help. She just figures I should be able to figure this stuff through. So last year when we were there in October, she said, Dad, you know me better than anybody. What advice can you give me? And I said, Rebecca, as soon as you get that twinge inside you, that you're in over your head, that you need help, whatever it might be, you have to ask for advice. You have to get coaching. You have to get mentoring. You know, you have to get a tutor. You know, our daughter, Alex, who's 26, has an extremely high level of sociability. What she hasn't learned is she still tries to sway her mother and I with emotional argument. It hasn't worked in 24 years, but she still continues to do it. You know, our son Josh, who is 16, who's a, you know, junior at Westlake High School, you know, he's rather introverted. You know, he really enjoys his privacy. He enjoys those things. So if I want to make Josh crazy, I would have like a surprise party for him with strangers. If I want to honor Josh, what I do is I give him his privacy. You know, so, you know, so we can almost use the privacy as a reward mechanism. And now if we just get him to read, we'll be all set.
Fascinating. It's fascinating how that works. My guest is Bill Wagner. Now, Bill, understanding your personality type is just really the foundation of what you have built as a pyramid of being an entrepreneur. So you need to know what your personality type is. Then you need, what are some of the other steps in the pyramid that you have to be aware of to become an effective entrepreneur?
We came up with this concept about 5 years ago. And a client came to us and they said, Bill, we now understand that we're selecting all the right franchisees for all the right positions. And we have that down. What do we do with all the people that are not as assertive or aggressive or domineering? And that's really where the five-tier performance pyramid came out. You can see a copy of that, by the way. There's a giveaway. The first chapter of my book is available online at the website for theentrepreneurnextdoor.com. Go there, look at it, and imagine what is the gap that exists between who you are versus the requirements of your job. Ask yourself the following question. If my fairy godmother granted me one wish, I could change, make better, different, one aspect of my leadership style or my entrepreneur style, what would it be? And what that is going to be is where you need to be in order to be more successful. So for some of us, we need to be more aggressive. Some of us, we need to hold people accountable. Some of us, we need to build consensus. And then what you do is you create an action plan as to how to accomplish that.
Wow, that's amazing. My guest has been Bill Wagner, author of the book, The Entrepreneur Next Door, Discover the Secrets to Financial Independence. Bill, if people are intrigued by what you have to say, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
There's two websites. The first one is theentrepreneurnextdoor.com, which has been up since the book came out. The second one is for our corporate site, which is Accord Management Systems. That's plural, accordmanagementsystems.com. And you can go to either of those, or you can call our office, which is at area code 805-230-2100. Whoever answers the phone, tell me you were listening to Billy the Brain, and we will send you one of these assessments by email.
Wow, that is a great value, and thank you for doing that for my listeners.
My pleasure.
My guest has been Bill Wagner, and we've been talking about The Entrepreneur Next Door, his book. Thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.